Dear friends, it's wonderful to have you joining with us just for a few moments. We appreciate you giving of your time. We're in Newton Ards today. We're starting a two-week gospel mission here this evening. Myself and the Reverend Patrick Baker, who is the minister here in Newton Ards. He's an Englishman and he came to Newton Ards maybe 6 months or so ago. But it's Grace Free Presbyterian Church in Newton Ards. If you live in the area, we would love to have you. You'd be very, very welcome. It'd be lovely to get to know you. And so if you live in the North Down area or within driving distance, and of course that can be any distance, you're very, very welcome to come along to Grace Free Presbyterian Church on the Bangor Road just going out of Newton Ards. But there's something wonderful, isn't there, about that word grace. Grace. What is grace? Grace is God's unmerited and undeserved favour. Grace is the goodness of God displayed and bestowed upon those who do not deserve it. Grace has often been described by way of an acrostic, G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense. And the grace of God that includes the goodness of God, the kindness of God, the benevolence of God, the love of God, the grace of God is communicated to us in and through the person of Jesus Christ, our Saviour and our Lord. The hymn writer said concerning him, "Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary." And the Bible says that our Lord Jesus Christ was full of grace and truth. He was kind and gracious, loving and merciful. And every single individual born into this world of woman, every single one of us need grace. And yet God is the God of all grace. And the grace of God is sufficient for us. You're maybe listening from your home today and you're going through trial and adversity and difficulty. The grace of God is sufficient for you. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. And whenever we think about the grace of God, initially we have to remind ourselves of our need for saving grace. None of us can earn our way to heaven. None of us can work our way into a place of favour with God. None of us, by our own merits or our own endeavours, can enter into the kingdom of God. We need the grace of God in our lives. The hymn writer said, "Only by grace can we enter. Only by grace can we stand, not by our human endeavour, but by the blood of the Lamb." And Paul the Apostle, writing to the church at Ephesus, in the second chapter of that great letter, said in Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, and it's not of works, lest any man should boast." And if any one of us are ever to find ourselves in heaven, saved, redeemed, pardoned, it will only be by the grace of God. As John Newton said in his great hymn, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." And then looking back throughout his Christian life and journey, he said, "Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. Grace has led me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." He recognized that not only is the grace of God saving grace, but the grace of God is also sanctifying grace, sustaining grace, strengthening grace, and sufficient grace. The grace of God is able to abound to each and every one of us. And the Bible speaks in Hebrews chapter 4, at the end of that chapter, about the throne of grace. And every single child of God, recognizing their need for help and their need for grace, is invited to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Praise God today for a throne of grace. What ought to have been for us a throne of judgment, because of Christ, our Saviour and Lord, because of his work upon the cross, because of the blood that he shed, because of his resurrection and his ascension into glory, has changed the throne of judgment for the child of God into a throne of grace. Grace, what a wonderful thing it is, amazing grace. I encourage you, call upon the Lord today for whatever your need is and experience His grace afresh in your life. And if we can help you, come along to Grace Free Presbyterian Church here in Newton Orange. You'd certainly be made very welcome, and we would love to see you here. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening, and hopefully we will see you again very soon. God bless.